This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is committed to empowering farmers of the nation. Mr. Modi stated this in a social media post after releasing 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties at India Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi. He further added that the climate-friendly and high-yielding varieties of crops will boost the income of farmers. The 109 varieties of 61 crops include 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. It will help in increasing farmers' income, enhance production and reduce costs. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also interacted with the farmers and scientists. Discussing the importance of these new crop varieties, Mr. Modi stressed on the significance of value addition in agriculture. The farmers said that these new varieties will be highly beneficial and they will help reduce the expenditure and also have a positive impact on the environment. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the Maldives is the key partner for India in the Indian Ocean region, and the two nations aspire to turn their cooperation into a modern partnership. Inaugurating the Addu Reclamation Project and the Addu Shore Protection Project in Maldives, Dr. Jaishankar said Maldives is very much at the heart of India's Neighbourhood First policy, and the cooperation between the two countries has moved beyond the traditional role. He said development cooperation between the two countries is aimed at touching all facets of people's lives in Maldives and to find ways of bringing tangible benefits to them. He said India has partnered with the government of Maldives on the Addu Reclamation and Shore Protection Project to find a sustainable way to develop Addu as a regional hub. President Draupadi Murmu returned to New Delhi this evening after concluding her three-nation state visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. Apart from strengthening the bilateral relations, MOUs and bilateral agreements on key aspects were signed during the visit. The special engagement and connect with the Indian diaspora was a key aspect of this visit. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi has emphasized the importance of collaborative efforts between centre and states to ensure the well-being of women and children across the country. The minister said this while chairing her first national-level meeting with the Ministers of Women and Child Development, Social Welfare in the states and administrators, and Lieutenant Governors in the Union Territories via video conferencing yesterday. The National Board of Examinations and Medical Sciences conducted the NEET PG Entrance Examination 2024 across the country today. The postgraduate medical entrance examination was held in two shifts and computer-based test mode. Over 2 lakh students appeared in the entrance examination. The examination was postponed in June, a day ahead of the scheduled date of the examination, in the wake of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. Heavy rainfall has disrupted normal life in several parts of North India. National capital Delhi received moderate to heavy rainfall today, causing massive waterlogging in several areas. Punjab witnessed heavy rain at this scale for the first time in the current monsoon season. In Uttarakhand, vehicular movement is disrupted due to landslides at various places on the Char Dham Yatra routes. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Bihar during the next 7 days. Bangladesh's interim government head Mohammad Yunus has condemned the attacks on minority communities in the violence-hit nation, calling them as heinous. As per the media reports, Mr. Yunus, a Nobel laureate, also urged the students who are at the forefront of the protest to protect all Hindu, Christian and Buddhist families from harm. The United Nations also condemned the attacks on minorities in Bangladesh. After nearly 3 weeks of thrilling sports action, the Paris Olympics 2024 will conclude tonight with a grand closing ceremony at the iconic Stade de France Stadium. The ceremony is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian time. India ended its campaign at the Games on the 71st position with a silver and 5 bronze medals. China with 91 medals sits at the top of the medals tally. And that is the end of this news bulletin.